We just go into it. We don't do any kind of cold open.
Right.
But that's going to be the cold open, what I just said.
Well, there's the cold open.
How's that?
That's a cold.
I'm like the Joker.
Very Joker-esque.
Crazy.
Very Joker-esque.
Yeah.
Thing.
What if the Joker had a podcast?
Hold on. I can only imagine.
What about
that? I'm surprised they haven't done that. That sounds like a Batman story.
What if Mark Hamill did a podcast as the Joker and talked about all liberal causes?
Yeah, which is all he cares about. I'm glad I'm on the side of Mark Hamill.
Well,
I feel
why?
Like that, I feel like that digs at a lot of you guys that you wish Mark Hamill was a.
What do you mean, you guys?
Well, just like, you know, he's a very progressive gentleman, Mark Hamill. I feel like the less progressive among us. Are always like they have to like begrudgingly say that they still like Mark Hamill, but that they
he's an idiot.
Yeah, well, that's what you say. Mm-hmm. But I still like him. You know,
I like Mark Hamill.
Yeah, do you not like Mark Hamill?
He's a great actor.
Yeah,
his Joker's the best.
So you guys always have to cope in this way, and that's what's
funny. What am I coping for?
He's a great actor. Yeah, but you go like there's all these guys that I wish. You know, I could identify with more.
What the fuck? Why would I identify with Mark Hamill?
Well, he's
a successful actor. I'm nobody.
And he's a very smart and intelligent and well-reasoned individual.
You don't know that, though.
Well, just based
why
on
do you think
based on
his politics?
Yeah, based on his politics.
Oh, I see. Like when he said "gay" 100 times on Twitter and owned nobody
see,
in particular.
Go, I like Mark Hamill and the work he does, and you get to go. Well, I like the work he does. But
I like him.
No, I don't think you. I think you have to convince yourself that like you guys would still be friends.
Okay. By the way,
I know Luke Skywalker would be my friend, and you have to hope that he would be your friend. But
I'm on the Emperor's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
James
what about,
Earl Jones? Or
the Emperor.
Who played the Emperor?
Emperor Palpatine.
Ian McDermott.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, man? Yeah. Let's do clones, Sheev.
Let's do clones.
I got a whole fucking clone factory over here,
Sheev.
I thought you'd want to clone. I thought you would want to clone like the good guys and swap them, train them from birth and teach them all about it.
Star Wars. It's never going to happen.
We're doing that next month. This month is Batman.
This month is Batman. We have talked about Star Wars.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, everybody, and welcome. The only podcast
that sucks your dick.
That sucks your dick upside down and sideways. Well, your mother rims my dirty asshole in a filthy, dilapidated school bus. I'm your host, Big Vito Gisualdi.
It's funny every time I hear it.
Here with the great Dick Masterson. Hi, Dick.
Hey, what's up? It's the mother part.
The mother.
Your mother's ass. Or your mother.
Turn your mother's ass upside down and fuck her till her period ends. I'm your host.
Of menopause?
Yeah.
Or of regular menstruation cycle?
Look, man, I'm new to drive time shock radio, okay? I'm still figuring it out.
Mark Hamill would know.
Yeah. I feel like that's every guy who shows up for the first day of Shock Jock Radio School is like, hi, I'm Tom, and okay, this is going to be my intro.
The only show that rapes 20 children outside
It's the school. He's learning. He's feeling it out.
Well, that's what he's like the bad boy
of
the school.
He's the bad boy of the school. And they go,
he's always trying to work in the pedophile angle.
Yeah.
Rapes your.
And then Big Duggar and Tommy the Wolfman rein him back in. And they go, well, let's workshop this. Speaking of a workshop, Dick.
Everybody, welcome to the Biggest Problem in the Universe bonus episode.
Yes.
Where sometimes we do your problems. Sometimes we do themed episode problems because commercially we think more people will join the Patreon.
This is going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. We wanted to do The Matrix. Remember that?
Biggest problem in The Matrix.
Yeah. But that last Matrix movie was just
so bad.
So bad. That was the end of it.
It was like, it was bad on like a level of, I never want to talk about it or The Matrix ever again.
I don't care if I live in The Matrix or don't live in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Like, I just unplug me or don't, or I'll just keep doing like my stuff. I don't care. I don't want to be part of that. And I don't really care about being with Doogie Howser. Like,
yeah.
It's like real life. It's like,
it was tragic how terrible that Matrix movie was. But not even when Star Wars was bad, I was like angry. When Matrix was bad, I was just like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. But we do want to talk about Batman.
We're going to talk about Batman. Biggest problems in Batman. This is a problems coming to us from the Batman universe.
Yeah.
Batman media of all types and stripes.
Yeah. So let's do, well, last time.
Yes.
Untraveled experts.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
People who talk about other places, but they haven't gone there.
Never been to.
Or they've never been anywhere
else.
Right.
Like how I'm an expert on the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What's your favorite part?
Kiev.
You've always spelled it with a Y.
I've always spelled it with a Y, obviously, as a big fan of the Ukraine, in which I'm an expert.
I meant, like, what's your favorite thing about
thing
the
in there?
Yeah, about Ukraine.
Oh, the food of Kiev, of course.
Oh, and you say it...
Kiev.
No, you say, like, the Ukraine or the Ukraine?
Well...
Which one do you say?
I would say Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Some people say the...
Yeah.
You see all those Redditors getting blown up?
They really gotta stop.
Isn't that great?
Why are you...
And then they're still posting selfies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still posting selfies.
Well, that's because the reason they went.
Yeah, for the selfies.
Do you really think... Like, I mean, the Russians are tracking those, though.
Because
it's like, aren't all photos, like, geotagged now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they at least scrub the geotags somehow?
Well, even then, why are you posting it? Like, you can still see where you are,
well,
kinda.
The thing is, they'll post
you
a picture.
You still see you.
Yeah.
Like, you see your face. Like, oh, hey, I saw you.
Well,
you're
they
this
have,
guy, right? Oh, yeah. Dead.
It's true that if I was the enemy army and I wanted to know where if I was the Russians, I'd go, okay, well, they're in a building that has, you know, pillars that look like this. Can we just comb through a bunch of, like,
they're playing
Google
the violin.
Photos? Yeah.
If you hear any violins, go shoot them.
Or just
that's not like a little girl playing violin, that's
go,
a guy.
Oh, it's that school gymnasium. Let's blow up that school. Like, it's not that hard.
All right, I have a confession to make. I wasn't recording the video for the very first part,
okay. Well, were you recording the audio at least?
Yeah, I was recording the audio.
All right, well, that's good
but
enough.
Not the video.
That's good enough.
Well, that's my B.
That's your B.
That's my B.
Put a thing on the screen that says this is Dick's fault that there's no video.
Well, that was the explanation, me just saying it right now.
Right, but
that's when the video
will start.
They're
going to start the episode. Oh, you're going to put that at the beginning of the episode.
Well, I'm just going to, the video part, I'm going to start there.
Okay.
I guess if they want to hear. Like,
no, you got to put the whole thing. Just
with a black screen? Then they're going to be fucking around and thinking that their TV's messed up.
Just put like a graphic on there.
It starts at this. All right.
Put a graphic
okay,
that says,
I'll do
welcome
that.
To the biggest problem in Batman. Video starts at this timestamp.
Because the Joker stole it.
The Joker stole. Yeah, whatever. However, you have to explain it.
What's your favorite part about Batman?
What's my favorite thing about Batman?
Wait. Let's go through these problems at the old.
Yeah.
Okay. Hygiene truthers. I think that was me too.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know different races was mine because I got heavily downvoted for it. Because I said we should all be brown, and obviously this audience hates unity and togetherness.
How do different races get voted down?
Because they don't want...
I'm voted up right now.
Yeah. And man scapegoating.
I don't remember what that was.
It's been so long since we did that bonus episode. I don't remember any of these.
Whatever. Let's do Batman.
Let's do Batman.
What's your favorite part about Batman?
What do I like about Batman? I like the idea of a guy.
I like that he doesn't go to therapy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
This is he chooses how to deal with his demons in the most unproductive way possible.
No, not going to therapy. I don't care about the rest of that. Just, you think your parents got shot.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah.
And he deals with it.
Some woman would say, you have to go to therapy. He's like, bitch, I have billions of dollars. I'm not going to fucking
therapy.
You
idiot.
I'm doing other stuff.
What are you doing?
Doesn't matter.
Gonna build a cave.
Yeah.
Spend all my money on tools to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that I was hurt.
Either way.
That's healthy.
I'm not going to therapy, though.
Yeah.
Let me get that part through. So basically, it's like, none of us have to go to therapy if Batman doesn't go to therapy. Because he always wins.
I don't think we
and
should.
And he has the best.
Take our cues.
He has great relationships with multiple women.
Well.
They don't live with him.
Yeah.
Number one. Catwoman.
He has no time for any of them.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's devoted to his job, Dick.
That's the other part I like about him.
Yeah.
That he has no family life. And it's all about work.
I like just the archetype of the character that he's, it's kind of hard to put into words. Just the idea that the Batman is there.
Oh.
I was playing, what did you ever mean? Play any of those Batman video games?
Yeah, like Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play the Arkham City?
Second was good. That was the best one.
Yeah.
That was the best one.
And I think at one point, what's his name? It's that guy who runs the League of Shadows Assassins.
The Niggler?
No, that's not his name. That's
the Niggler?
No. Not what do you?
He niggles you down on everything. What do you? You don't remember that Batman villain?
No. Please, no.
What?
No.
You that's
can't
a
say,
thing.
You can't say that. Is that really a Batman villain?
I'll look
the,
it up.
You mean the Riddler?
No, he's the one that does riddles.
You mean Edward Nigma? No, the Niggler.
Niggle. A slight, but yeah.
A slight, a persistent annoyance, discomfort, or anxiety.
You've never heard of the Niggler?
No. I don't think
he would put like sand in Batman's boots.
Pockets, yeah. And you'd go,
yeah. Like, fucking.
There's
like,
a bit of a niggle. Oh my God.
And he would say, yo, Batman, I'm the Niggler.
Well, you've.
I'm striking again.
No. And
he would always go over voice, so you didn't know, like, is he?
No, it wasn't him.
The Niggler?
See, I would have his name by now, but you keep saying Niggler and interrupting my thought process.
I can't believe you never saw the Niggler.
I've never seen the Niggler. What was the first Batman Begins? He's like the main guy.
Scarecrow?
No. Played by Liam Neeson.
Emma Watson played the Scarecrow. He played Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul, yeah.
That was your favorite?
Well, no.
That guy sucked.
No. I'm saying I like Ra's al Ghul in the video games. Is like, I can make you immortal.
That's an obvious scam.
And Batman is like, no. And,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something interesting about the idea.
Probably got to do weird shit every once in a while.
Well, I like the idea of.
Like, you be immortal, but you have to kill a kid every, like, 70 years. God, that's a bit much.
Well, I like the idea that we're seeing a guy. My thought has always been that the mantle of the bat will pass down. And that throughout time, there will always be a Batman. And that it is, like, a role.
There should be, like, a George Washington that was passed down.
There should be some things that are passed down. It would be interesting if you're like, this is our generation's current Johnny Hookerman. And you're like, what's that? It's like, well, he's a guy who used to go around and...
He would be drunk.
Yeah, he would just be drunk and cause trouble.
Like St. Patrick.
Yeah.
He should be a real guy. The
it
Pope,
should be passed
the Pope
that, the
gets
Pope
fucking
is that.
Passed down.
Yeah.
Right?
That's cool, though. It's cool that there's been multiple
Except
popes.
For all the kid stuff, but well, yeah cool that was kind of cool, had, like, too.
If the Pope actually did something, it would be way cooler.
Well, then that one Pope tried to do stuff.
Yeah.
He was all super liberal and angry about it.
Which one?
He was like, whoa, the new one.
Yeah.
The latest one.
And they don't let him do
John
anything,
John Francisburg.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that took over from Nazi Pope.
Right. Took over from the Emperor.
Yeah.
The Emperor Pope.
The Emperor Pope.
Yeah.
For Palpatine.
Took over from
You'd
Palpatine
You'd want to be with
Pope.
The rebels, the fucking those guys on desert planets?
I don't want to hang out with Palpatine.
Why? That guy fucking parties.
Can't get laid.
Oh, can't get laid.
I don't. Well, maybe he did. He did have a granddaughter or whatever. But I think it was his clone.
So his clones are getting laid.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
There's a lot going on with that guy.
Okay. Are you ready to start the Batman?
I think so.
The biggest problem in Batman
in the Batman universe franchise. Yeah. Anything?
Okay. My first problem is Batman hot takes.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's the worst part about Batman.
Everyone's got them. They're all the same.
Like the... Because it's the worst part about life in general.
Hot takes?
Yeah, throwing it in there with, well, you know what would happen? What could happen is if Batman used all of his money to give therapy to all those guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I mean...
Why doesn't he just do that, Dick?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just use all his money?
Why doesn't Batman use all of his money to do affordable housing? Like, guys, you're, I don't know. Why not in Chutes and Ladders, there's just no shoots?
Because then there's no story. Right.
What about if in the Bible there's just no Satan? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, why not?
Well, also,
What a fucking conundrum you've presented. Why doesn't Batman just make... why doesn't Batman be Bernie Sanders? Thank you for injecting your fantasy into... which everyone hates and is lame.
Yeah.
Into my fantasy, which is fun and everyone's having a good time. And all the chicks are hot.
And also, I mean, this assumes that therapy works.
Which it does not.
It doesn't. Right. I think the point is that, you know, a guy like the Joker... well, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that. Because then the argument is always, well, why don't you just kill the Joker? And it's like, well, because that's not Batman's job.
Yeah, because then it's over.
Then it's over and there's nothing to do. Yeah, first of all, it's all over. It has gotten complicated since the Joker went from, like, stealing giant pennies from the U.S. Mint to, like, murdering people.
That's a crime against the U.S. the Treasury?
Yeah.
Woohoo! That was the most devious. And that's the worst that he ever got, stealing giant pennies from the Mint.
Now
he's a pussy just killing regular people.
Yeah, just kills people.
Government doesn't care about that.
That's where you kind of got into maybe this is getting a little morally complex. Yeah, when the Joker was just fun, it's like, well, you don't got to kill him. Now it's like, well, maybe you should.
Oh, they just kill him.
Yeah. Well, that's a Batman hot take there. Know.
Why don't you kill your wife?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, it's good. Maybe the Batman, he's a detective at heart. It's not. He should not be passing justice.
Yeah, I miss those days.
You missed the Batman.
Detective days.
Well, you haven't seen the new Batman movie.
No, I haven't.
It's a lot of detective
stuff. I don't spend money in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because they hate me.
Yeah.
They're all liberal pedophiles.
Right.
So I only pirate.
Right.
I've always only pirated.
And meanwhile, I assume me and Hollywood would be best friends, so I see every movie that's ever been released.
Why doesn't Batman use his money to get therapy for all the villains? Because it doesn't work.
Right.
I think we agree on that. Affordable housing. Why doesn't he give better resources to the cops? I saw that one.
Because the cops are instinctively corrupt, and they're all working with the Joker. They're all working with the Penguin. You want Batman to fund the police? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Are you racist?
Why doesn't he just use guns? That was another hot take I saw.
Because guns killed his family. It's like his one thing. This is one that can you let him
it
have
didn't
his
used
one
to be
thing?
Though.
Well, it is true that in the early Batman, but I remember reading some of the early Batman books, and there's
like
one
like a fucking machine gun.
Yeah, well, there's a great one where he's looking for Dracula, and he just finds Dracula sleeping in a coffin, and he just pulls out a gun and shoots him in the head, and he goes, "Another great caper solved by the Batman." I'm like, "Oh, you shot a man in his sleep. You didn't solve anything."
You know what? Okay, so there's a comic where he kills Darkseid.
Yeah.
And he makes this big speech about how he doesn't use guns, which I think is dumb.
After killing him or before killing him?
Yeah. He's monologuing, so he's the bad guy.
Right.
He kills Darkseid and says like, "Well, I made a vow to never use guns. I'm going to make an exception once in my life for you." And then he shoots him with like a plasma gun,
which is not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Right? But
plasma
it's also
I mean, it's just a way of ejecting plasma.
Yeah.
And if he didn't want to use it as a gun, why didn't you make like a plasma boomerang?
Why didn't he shoot like the roof and then a bunch of stuff?
There's ways he could have gotten around his gun rule if he just wants plasma.
Well, why is that a rule? Like, I feel like that kind of appeared and we have to say like, I feel like it's like, all right, well, I guess Batman doesn't use guns now.
Well,
but
I think part of it was that the comic would have been kind of weird if just a guy shows up and just mows criminals down.
Every Batman comic should start
bank
with
robbery is under control, Commissioner.
But he doesn't. Does he use grenade rocket launchers?
I think it depends.
No, he doesn't use shoulder-mounted rocket launchers.
He uses a lot.
But he uses like bat grenades.
Yeah, he
uses a batarang.
Smoke grenades. He has a boomerang. He has
okay. But he uses
a grappling hook.
The grappling hook's a gun.
It is propelled by force. Yeah, you could argue it's a gun.
Hmm. I don't like the gun. I don't like the anti-gun.
Well, I think
the
stupid thing about Batman doesn't kill is I'm always like, listen, man, if you're involved in fisticuffs with 20 guys and you're just kind of wildly punching them, you're not putting a pillow under their head every time they fall down.
Yeah, it's
one
worse.
One of them's going to fall down and crack his head on something, and then Batman has killed someone. Like, it's going to happen. I played that Arkham City game, and half the time you punch a guy and he falls off the roof, and I go, well, Batman just killed a guy.
They all evaporate.
Yeah, and then they evaporate before, yeah. So it doesn't count. Like, no, Batman has killed hundreds. He must have.
How does nobody make the connection that the guy with all the high-powered technology is not actually... That's like, I don't know, man. Well, you know what annoys me about the Batman hot takes and Superman hot takes is that people would not realize it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you put shades on somebody...
Yeah, they would fall for it.
They'd walk out like, huh?
I mistake people all the time. You know,
we're wearing glasses.
Wearing glasses or a hat,
a cowl.
Yeah. Now, would the bad guys maybe run some sort of facial tracking? I don't know, man.
Why does no one shoot Batman in the mouth or even tries to?
Well, they explain that. That's why he has that giant stupid bat thing on his chest. Because
look at that.
Yeah, bad guys instinctively go, I'm going to aim for that big old target right there.
Oh.
Not realizing it has additional armor placed around it. Plus, it's like they teach cops, you aim for center mass, right? Don't you
Whatever.
Try?
It's like, it's a Batman. He just goes out. It's like, you. It could be you.
Yeah.
You could go out, fuck guys up.
I think it's
home.
An inherently unrealistic character and situation, and you have to accept that.
Yeah. You know, you don't like it? Go watch baseball.
Yeah.
Or something, right? That's more your speed.
Go watch The Adventures of Baseball Man. The worst DC Comics.
Go watch
superhero.
Moneyball.
Go watch Moneyball.
Okay. You'll love it.
Oh my God. On base hitting average or whatever the fuck. Incredible.
Oh, Barry Bonds. Swinging for the fence every time. Amazing.
Incredible.
Okay, what's your first problem?
My first problem, Batman. Dick, is the
Batman hot takes, I think, are just insufferable.
Well, I should have gave mine a title, and I probably did before I lost my notes, but the erasure of Robin.
Oh, Robin erasure.
Robin erasure.
Okay.
Because we get all these Batman movies constantly, and you always go, well, where the fuck is Robin?
Where's Robin?
Where the fuck's Robin? Robin has been around. Here's the thing. Robin's not like a new addition to Batman.
He's been around for
Robin's
since day
been
one.
There since pretty much day one, since like the 40s.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she's like, oh, I love Batman. I love Batman. I love Batman. I love Joker. And all. And you go, yeah, what about Robin? Yeah. Who would, I don't fucking know. No, I don't like that guy.
Robin,
like,
no.
He's a part of the equation.
Yeah.
And
he's there so Batman doesn't get too wild. Right?
Well, he
has to explain
they're
himself.
Partners. They're supposed to have a little back and forth. Why is this a one-man show? Okay, because we got the Tim Burton Batmans, no Robin.
Which was great.
I was reading, originally, the original script was supposed to have Robin was going to be a technological street kid who helps Batman escape from the Penguin. You know who was going to play Robin?
Who?
Marlon Wayans. That would have been pretty good. I would have had fun with that. Okay, then we get to the
Batman. Wait a minute. So Batman 2 was going to have Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Yes. Christopher Walken as a guy.
Two-Face?
Catwoman's boss. No. They didn't do that
stuff. He was the mob boss guy.
Danny DeVito as a penguin, and Marlon Wayans was going to be added to this.
Robin, would have been fantastic.
As Argyle.
As Argyle
from
Robin.
From Die Hard.
Hey.
Okay.
Then we got the Schumacher movies, where that's the only time we ever got Robin, and he sucked. Who was that guy? Was it Chris Pine? No.
I don't remember.
It's Chris something.
Chris something.
Yeah. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, what do you call it? What's his name? Fucking Christian Bale Batman.
There's no Robin at all.
Yeah, only at the very end you get that guy.
Who was Robin at the end?
At the end, there's that cop he meets, like Jason Blake or whatever.
Oh.
And then he goes to like pick up a package, and he goes, well, it might be under my real name, Robin Blake. And you're like, oh my God! Yeah, it was like...
I fucking hated those movies.
They're not
I walked
that good.
Out. I walked when the Scarecrow was doing like a court...
Spooky stuff, yeah. spooky scarecrow court.
Yeah, I said, that's it. I'm out. I can't take it. This is dumb.
I didn't love the Christian Bale Batmans, but I think they even like interviewed what's his name who directed him, Nolan.
Yeah,
I think he at some point was like, "Yeah, Robin's just kind of fucking gay," and I'm like, "No, Robin's great. You had three movies. You didn't have to do him in the first one, but you could have brought him in at some point." You can't just have at the end some dude named Robin finds the Batcave and that's the end of it. Like, what a fucking cock tease.
Yeah.
And now we get the Batman, which you haven't seen, but I hate to tell you.
There's no Robin.
There's no fucking Robin, man. Look, you can
make... The 70s Batman with Robin is Batman.
Yeah.
Adam West is the definitive Batman.
Yeah. Why can't we do fun Batman movies in addition to the... There should be two...
There should be another track.
Yeah, there should be another track where one guy's making the serious, like, killer Batmans, another guy's making the Adam West fun time Batmans.
Yeah, but an actual comedian.
Yeah.
As Batman.
I mean, they're going to say, well, we have,
like Jeff Foxworthy.
You have, like, Lego Batman, but that's not nearly as good. There should be, yes.
Like, I don't think those that Lego shit's funny.
No, that Lego Batman movie was terrible. They should do, though, if they did, like, an actual Batman comedy, that would be fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Robin, who is a great part of that. I guess that's the thing, is people think Robin is too goofy, or it's like...
It's the same fucking guy!
No, yeah. It's the same... Or maybe they think it's weird that he's got a kid sidekick, and he's all murdery and serious. And you're like, no, that makes it better. Like, have him teach the kid how to kill people. That's fun.
It's like the weird... Like, who it appeals to.
Yeah.
Like, the male fantasy of just killing everyone... And not having a family.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing.
As soon as you get Robin in, it destroys that.
Right. They just want...
Fuck, I have a family now.
Ultimate loner fantasy of, no, I'm all alone.
All I have is my money and violence.
I think that it's creative cowardice that these writers don't think they can work Robin into it.
I agree.
That they're like, oh, I'll just keep him out. And it's just about a guy who's like kind of a dick. And, you know, he goes around solving, you know, guys. I'm like, no, I want you to put a fun kid in it and make it work. That's part of the equation. If you can't make Robin work, then you're not suited for this project.
And he can explain it to him. They brought Morgan Freeman in.
Yeah.
And he had to talk to him. It was like, boring.
Should have been Robin. He should have had a Robin there.
She would have been freaking out. What the fuck, Batman?
You could have a fun, like, you know, teenage kid or a little, whatever you want to do with it, and have him talking street and fighting crime and causing trouble for the Batman.
Talking street,
I don't know. He's from the streets. He knows the streets of Gotham.
Circus.
Yeah, so you don't have to keep the circus origin necessary. I mean, it makes sense that he's a circus kid.
So you have seen the new one?
I've seen the new one. There's no
Do they do the origin story?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. Yeah.
That's all I ask. Just don't do the origin story.
I think Alfred, they don't show it anyway. They
Alfred
probably
penis
talk
wise.
About it. Yeah, Alfred penis wise.
Penis words.
There's
sorry.
A lot of talk about, oh, your dad loved you and I'm sorry he's dead and whatever else. And, you know, so they talk about it, but you don't have to see it. Yeah.
Robin Erasure.
Robin Erasure, the disappearance of Robin. Where's my Robin, as we say? Where's the Robin? That's my problem. Where's the Robin? It would be fun to do stuff with, and the Robins are all great. They're all interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, because there's like multiple Robins. I mean, this is more in the comics. It wouldn't make sense for the movies, but all the different Robins that he's had, that's probably going to play more into my second problem, though, so I'll save that.
Oh, you're going to save that?
I love all the extended Bat family stuff.
Okay.
The Bat family. I'm going to save it. Shut up.
Here's my... This is the one that's going to blow all of these problems out of the water. Oh. Because this is actually one of the worst things that's ever happened.
To society in general.
To me.
To you.
And yeah.
Yeah.
People like me. So my society.
Sure.
putting Max in Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
The show.
Now explain to people who
Max
is.
So Batman Beyond... Right. Was the best version of Batman.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree
with
that.
Not inarguably.
Right.
Bruce Wayne is old. He fucked up.
Yeah.
Probably drank too much. Got his Patreon canceled. Something like that.
He's an
old
sad man.
He's an old... I don't know about... Well, you know.
He's a little sad.
Angry. Still angry.
Things haven't worked out great for him.
Things didn't work out. Joker's dead somehow.
Yeah.
They never address it.
Well, they kind of address it.
They do?
Did you ever watch the movie?
No, I don't watch that shit.
What the fuck? You just said you love Batman Beyond. You didn't watch the Batman Beyond
the
movie?
The movies are always dog shit. The movies are always like a scam.
This one was good.
What happened?
You see what happened to the Joker? And then
happened to the Joker?
He died.
It's not a book report.
Okay, he died.
Okay, he died.
But then he kind of comes back in like a weird way. Do you want me to spoil it?
Yes.
Robin becomes the Joker.
Mm.
And it's pretty cool.
Well, whatever.
And depending on which cut of the movie you watch, you get to watch the Joker torture the shit out of a 15-year-old boy. And you're like, what the fuck? This isn't a kid's movie? Just electroshocking him and...
Electroshocks.
Yeah. There's two different ways the Joker dies, depending on which cut you watch. Because there's like a...
What are they?
One is that Robin, who has been tortured into becoming Kid Joker,
just starts cackling.
And then he's sobbing.
Okay.
And then he shoots the Joker with one of the... He has one of those guns.
I've been
that goes,
there.
The bang flag comes out.
Yeah.
And he presses it again, and the bang flag goes into the Joker's heart.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's there with the gun, just sobbing. This is the 15-year-old Robin going, and you're like, oh my God, this is wildly uncomfortable.
Look.
And in the kid-friendly one, I think Joker just gets electrocuted.
Batman Beyond was by far and away the best Batman. The best one.
Yeah.
They had nothing but blue sky and open road in front of them.
Mm.
All you have to do is have old Batman, his dog, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't care about the dog. Old Batman is pissed off.
Yeah.
Telling new Batman what to do. He's got a suit.
Yeah.
He's in high school.
High school kid dealing with some drama there.
High school kid.
Hot girlfriend.
His dad's dead.
Yeah.
So mom could do whatever. Like, he's got whatever he wants to do, whenever, right?
Yeah.
And what do they do? For no reason.
Right.
For no reason at all.
Yeah.
They introduced this sassy teenage woman
of color.
Colored hair.
Yeah, colored hair.
Pink hair. To just lip off. To Batman Beyond, lip off to
Bruce
regular
Wayne.
Batman in a way that would not be tolerated
in any other organization
ever.
Yeah.
Not in the future, not in the past, not now. And they ruined even the sound of her fucking voice. Oh, the sound of her fuck.
This was not until like later seasons, right?
Like season two or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
She wasn't originally part of the dynamic.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was fucking perfect.
They ruined
Batman
the
Beyond was fucking perfect. And they shit all over it.
By having this lady find out who he is and.
And just be around.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Oh, yeah, you found out who I was. Kill her. Hey, can I kill her?
It's not really the Batman way.
Threaten her. Sorry. Hey, if you tell anyone, I'll kill you.
I'll kill your family.
Yeah.
I'll make you.
Just like.
I don't know if that's the Batman way.
Yeah, him and Joker are the same.
Okay.
That's the best part about Batman is that he's
so
a bad guy.
So she ruined the show by showing up and mouthing off to all the Batmen about.
Sassy with Bruce Wayne.
How sassy she is.
Causing problems with the girlfriend,
Dana.
Remember that?
What a doll she was.
She was hot. Was she Asian?
She appeared Asian. Yeah.
She looked Asian.
Batman had an Asian girlfriend. Very progressive.
Why was she even friends with Terry McGinnis in the first place?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Side piece, maybe.
She
wasn't friends
Well, that's the implication.
Yeah.
That's why it's so upsetting. There's no reason for her to exist in the Batman Beyond universe, and yes, she does. She's like the Poochie, and it actually happened.
She's the Poochie of Batman Beyond. Did she get voted off the island? Did she leave at some point?
I stopped as soon as she was there for like.
You were done.
No, you're like, I'm out. I don't care. I don't care if the fucking guy that's controlling the thing comes back.
Yeah.
I don't care if Blight comes back. I don't care if the fucking three metahumans coming back. I don't care. I don't fucking care.
You know,
I can't
listen. She's
gonna
be there causing.
It's just so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't want a. You know, before her, there was like the women were kind of in the periphery. There's Catwoman over there. You want to fuck her, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy, whatever. Harley Quinn over there. Now it's just like, oh, there's a woman here, and she's all up in your shit. Great. You had this awesome guy who fucked around, kicked the shit out of people, killed people. Ooh, right. We're going to have some kind of relationship. Oh, now there's just this lady.
Well, it seems
here.
Like all these shows, they always
wonderful.
Need, they always have this, the person who knows you're a superhero and is then is just kind of there.
That was Batman. That was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
They had that.
Well, this was like the civilian, you know, like you ever watch, you know, like those new Spider-Man movies. He's got his fat buddy.
I don't, yeah.
Like, nosy Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's just kind of there. I was thinking of, that was a lot of those kids' cartoons. You always needed, like, a normie to knock things off of.
Like,
and run interference because you're like, I'm going to be late for science class.
Who gives a shit?
And she goes, oh, you doing your Batman stuff again, Mr. Batman?
She would sound like that,
too.
And
he goes, knock it off. You can't say I'm Batman.
It made it so weird and lame.
It was like, it had like a teen drama angle
and
to
it. And it introduced all this high school shit.
Yeah.
There wasn't any high school shit before that. It's like, I want to fuck you. Oh, I'm out of prison. I work at a fucking gas station or something. Ace, what was it? Yeah. 10? I forget what her name was. The blonde one.
Yeah. No, I know who you're talking about.
It just, it ruined it.
It's funny because you're...
It was the biggest, most ruining thing of the best Batman ever.
Wow.
In such a fuck Robin, putting Max Gibson in there at all ruined Batman Beyond, which was the best Batman.
So you kind of left Batman Beyond early, it seems like.
Well, because it's like, I don't care what happens after that. I'm like, whatever.
Well, let's just say that they, I mean, I guess I should tell you.
What happened?
They ruined Batman Beyond, famously.
What do you mean? How?
Do you know who Terry McGinnis's dad is?
Yeah, the guy that got killed.
Yeah, well, kind of. Terry McGinnis's dad is Batman.
Oh.
And they really fucked it. It's really bad.
They cucked Terry McGinnis's dad?
Well,
an Irish Asian man?
After Batman Beyond was already over, they did a very special Justice League episode.
No!
Just to show up. And Bruce is, Terry's really pissed off and he goes, tell me about these results. And Bruce Wayne's like, I don't know what you want. Like old man Bruce Wayne's like, I don't know what you want to hear. And he's like, why does this DNA test say you're my dad? And they did a whole episode that was basically, you know, that fat black lady, Amanda Waller.
No.
Well, she's like in charge. She's in the Suicide Squad. You know that black, did you see any of those?
Oh, yeah. That was great. Starmy?
Yeah, yeah. She just took over.
Starro?
Yeah. So she ran a program.
That was a great Batman Beyond with Starro. Is that when it happened?
No, I don't know if that's when
it happened. Superman's flying straight up?
Yeah, you know, you know who did the voice of Superman in that episode?
Who?
Shooter McGavin.
That's
from Billy
that's
Madison.
Fucking awesome.
It's like one of his only roles are Shooter McGavin and Superman.
Bad Superman that tries
Superman
to kill everybody.
And the Starro episodes. I'm like, that's awesome. That's like the two best roles in anything. No,
wait a minute. Bill Lumberg has another role as something crazy.
Oh shit! I think I know.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Hold on. Keep talking though.
So anyway, they came back and that Amanda Waller lady goes, "Well, we knew that someday Batman would get old and die, so we ran a secret." Basically, I mean, they explained it in more technological terms. But basically, they stole Batman's sperm and put it inside Terry McGinnis's dad. So when Terry McGinnis fucked his mom, he had a bunch of Batman sperm.
So they cucked his dad.
They cucked his dad by filling it with Batman sperm.
So the government wins.
To theoretically make a Batman kid. And then they were going to also kill Terry McGinnis's dad to help turn him into Batman. But then they're like, let's not do it. But then it happened anyway. And they're like, well, that's lucky.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it was very dumb. And people are still mad about it.
Oh, Harvey Birdman.
Harvey Birdman? That's
Lumberg.
Bill Lumberg?
Yeah, Lumberg from Office Space was Harvey Birdman. Harvey Birdman was fucking
Harvey
great.
Harvey Birdman is great. Is he still around, that guy?
Harvey Birdman?
He's a cartoon. The guy who played Lumberg.
Oh, yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still around.
You saw they made a Bird Girl animated show and everybody says
I don't care about that at all. I don't want to see it at all.
Apparently it's terrible.
Dumb. That's what Max brought.
Yeah.
A bunch of chick problems. Like, there's no... You're Batman. The one thing you are when you're Batman is if a woman is fucking talking to you, you can go, I don't fuck... You just leave. She's just like, oh, and then this... And then she turns around and you're just gone.
That is Batman's
and
thing.
She feels shitty.
Yeah.
And she's like,
fuck. If I could, every day, I wish I could just leave in the middle of, when a woman's talking.
That's the best superpower
of all. Max was just always there. Always, and it ruined it. It ruined the whole thing.
Well, you should watch Batman Beyond, The Return of the Joker.
I'm not watching
that. I don't remember if she shows up. What the fuck? The animated movies are good.
Nah, they're never good.
Some of them are okay.
They're like, I do watch all of them.
The Batman ones are okay.
Yeah, they're rough, man.
The old Batman ones. And then, the current Batman ones are bad. Yeah.
If you hate her,
you're racist.
You're racist.
Yeah. Well, you are.
That was the worst part.
Yeah.
I don't care what. If she could have been any non-white color, I would have hated her.
Well, all I know is that if I gave her a job, I would not fire her for the way she styles her hair, which is a problem on a different episode that we recently recorded.
Dick, you could feel it, you know? You could as soon as she, when she came on screen,
yeah,
I was like,
"I have a problem with strong black women."
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You not Aunt Viv.
What if,
not Aunt Viv.
What if Batman was a strong black woman? Would you like that? They have that new black Batwoman. Apparently the show is terrible.
No, I don't want that.
I haven't watched it. She's too fat to be Batman or Batwoman.
I mean, what does she like kick guys' asses?
Big, chubby, fat, black Batwoman. It's weird. And the one who used to be Batwoman was like an angry lesbian. She had like all these stories about how they didn't.
How'd she drive?
What, the lady bat? Yeah, she'd be crashing that
fucking
thing.
Drive?
No. And you can only be Batman 3 weeks out of the month, and then you got to take a whole week off because you get your suits all red.
Because of period stuff?
Yeah, period stuff.
I knew it. It. Like when Bubba was on DuckTales. I'm like, I fucking know. Here we go. Here we go. You know?
I find it interesting how many issues you have with various children's cartoons.
Because I remember
You're just stuck at home watching cartoons all the time.
No, I remember this when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you were a kid, you were mad at Max. And you like, shut the fuck up and let Batman do Batman stuff.
Well, I wasn't a kid then. Yeah. I was like a pre-teenager. You'd have been very interested in me then.
Thank you. I almost bought an animation cell from Batman Beyond recently.
Which one?
Just a shot from the first episode of Batman Beyond in his suit. I was like, that's got to be worth something. And it was signed by the voice of Batman Beyond.
Who's that?
William Freddy, famously known as Corey's brother on Boy Meets World.
Oh, really?
Feed it! Feed it! Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's great.
The voice of Batman Beyond. And he's still doing all the...
That was a good show.
Was a good show. And interestingly, it kind of plays into my second problem, Dick.
Okay.
Which is, I said, not enough Robin. Now I'm going to say, too much Bruce Wayne.
Too much Bruce
Too
Wayne.
Too much Bruce Wayne, Dick.
Okay.
We have all these Batman movies starring Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And they keep cock teasing us by saying, we're going to do a Batman Beyond movie. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Do it. What? Yeah. I have seen Bruce Wayne on the screen. I know his whole story. You're right. We've seen the fucking origin story and the pearls and the gun and the Zorro. And here's a moody guy who's never going to get over it. And he's got to catch the Joker again. I was so happy in this one. Actually, all right, slight spoiler. I know you haven't seen it, but they got.
No, you could spoil it to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. Shit. If you like people tell me Bruce Willis is a ghost in The Sixth Sense.
Yo, that's
like,
fun.
Huh,
that'll
amazing.
Be fun.
And then I'll go in there and I'll go like, oh my fucking God, he was a ghost.
You completely forget by the time
I don't know
you
why
there.
That is. Every time it happens.
Well, I was like, at least this movie is not a fucking another Joker movie. And then of course they got at one point drop a little like, remember the Joker? Here's a little bit of Joe. I'm like, just you don't need any of it. We know all. We've seen the same Bruce Wayne, whatever the fuck dynamic. And as I want to say, not only do I want a Batman Beyond movie, which would be great.
There,
be a
wait a minute. There was like no Bruce Wayne in the 70s movies.
Well,
right?
in what way?
In the 70s show.
Because he just was Batman.
He just
all
was
the time.
Batman talking to the commissioner.
Okay,
there's all the bad guys. Like every once in a while, he was Bruce Wayne. And Alfred Pennydix was there.
Well, I'm just saying that even in the comics, like at one point, Batman died in the comics. And I was like, good, keep him dead. We've had Bruce Wayne for so long, and he's groomed his successors. There's Dick Grayson, there's Jason Todd, there's Batwoman, Batgirl, whatever else. There's so many other Bat characters that we do nothing with. And then we go, let's make another Batman movie. And I like this one was fine. But again, I didn't get, there's nothing new here. There's no new ground we're covering. It's just,
yeah, you want to see him kick the shit out of people.
I've already seen that.
I want to see it more.
I feel like, look, okay, it's fine if you want to.
Like, I want to see Batman goes into McDonald's and they're like, oh, we stopped serving breakfast 2 minutes ago. And he's like, it's 10:29. And he's like, well, still. And he's like, psh, psh, din, 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 and it's like the scores all din, 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 psh, 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 pulling out his fucking thing, bah, 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 frying.
But
sizzling,
another
fucking
guy
McGriddles,
could do that, and it doesn't have to be Bruce Wayne Batman, it could be Dick Grayson Batman. I just like the idea.
No, it can't.
No. I think that Batman, again, should be a thing that, like, gets handed off across time, and you go, okay, we've had literally 80 years of fucking Batman stories. What is left to do with this guy? We know every fucking thing about him, every woman he's ever dated, every kid he ever said a crossword to. Why don't we let someone else be Batman?
And again, not Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, Batman.
But why? Then you gotta explain. It's just, you're.
No, we did.
No, look.
Yeah.
You're saying to put more origin stories in the origin story.
No,
that's
you
the
don't
bad,
have to cover the origin story.
You have
story.
To explain where they.
You're saying the appeal of Batman is that we already know everything about him. Now we can just watch him kick ass.
You just need to have
crimes.
One guy, right?
No. What's great in stories is like when characters die or get old. That's why Batman Beyond was good. Was we go, oh, we know Batman, and now he's in a position where he can lecture. He can groom another young Batman for
Don't
the
say
role.
It like that.
He can groom
he can
them.
Instruct him.
Groom
instruct
them
him
into
in violence. He can instruct
groom
him
them
in violence.
Violence. He can violently groom a minor dick. Is that
Don't
you?
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. I can't believe they made him his kid.
Yeah, it's really bad. And it was completely unnecessary. It wasn't even a Batman Beyond episode. Anyways, I've been trying
to
say,
Razor Ramon this whole
Batman
table.
Batman died. And by died, I mean Darkseid's super laser beam sent him back in time to live a series of hellish lives in different time periods.
That'd be cool.
And as that was going on, Dick Grayson became Batman.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. I hope he stays Batman. And then he didn't. And they brought Bruce Wayne
back.
This
was in the comics?
This was in the comics, yes.
You like the comics.
No, because it's all Bruce Wayne shit. No, DC Comics are fucking terrible. At least this was kind of interesting.
I just want, like, a Bruce Wayne only movie.
No
Batman.
Yeah,
right?
Just doing Bruce Wayne stuff
just,
and,
like,
answering
pretending
phones.
To be an asshole, yeah. Right?
Going on dates with women while he keeps saying, oh, God, there's something going on in Malaysia, but I guess I
fuck
gotta
it.
Handle what's going on here.
Yeah.
I just think that, okay, look, if you're going to have the Batman, there should be some spinoffs. I know they're going to do spinoffs.
Okay.
Just make them not shitty. Remember they made a Catwoman movie? Don't do that. That was stupid.
I saw that.
Was it good with Halle Berry? The only thing I ever saw was the famous basketball sequence, which has like 200 Dutch angle shots randomly of Catwoman playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Do a Robin movie. How's that?
They didn't do that?
No, they've never done a Robin movie.
Oh.
They did a Batman and
Robin
movie.
Though.
Robin doesn't suck. Robin's cool. All the Robins are cool.
No.
Do you know Red Hood or Red Robin, or they keep changing
the
fucking
the
name?
Restaurant?
No. It is stupid that they named a character Red Robin with it in a restaurant being out there.
Red Robin.
Well, one of the Robins died. You know, Jason.
Onion rings.
You know, one of the Robins died, Jason Todd.
Yeah,
I
knew about that.
A famous thing. Yeah, well, now he's finally come back.
And he's back.
He's like an anti-hero. He's like, I wear a red mask and I'm a bad guy. Do a movie about that, maybe. I'm just so sick of Bruce Wayne movies. If anything, they should do a Batman Beyond movie.
They should just do a Bruce Wayne movie.
No. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Either that or do a Batman comedy, which I agree.
That would
be
great.
Way better than what... But
right?
That's what they tried to do in the 90s, and everybody was, like, mad about it. With,
which
like, Batman
one?
And Robin and that. But it wasn't comedy enough. The Schumacher one.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't comedy.
You needed enough. To go over the top with
well,
it.
Well, the Batman Returns with Danny DeVito was huge comedy.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty good. I don't know what happened.
Christopher Walken, comedy. Danny DeVito, comedy.
Yeah.
Big rubber duck going down the middle of the street, fucking comedy.
I don't know why Tim Burton stopped doing Batman stuff. I don't know what happened there. You know, he was supposed to do a Superman movie, right?
With Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that would be.
Did you ever see the weird screen test of Nicolas Cage's insane Superman suit?
Yeah.
It was so fucking weird. It was going to be great.
Yeah. That would be
Was it Kevin Smith? Wasn't that the one Kevin Smith was writing, or was that the one afterwards? You ever listen to Kevin Smith talk about trying to write a Superman movie?
And they kept trying to put like a spider in it.
They kept trying to put a giant spider in it.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I guess we could put that in. And the guy's like, it needs a giant mechanical spider. And then he like put it in, and obviously the script never got made. And he goes, yeah. And then that guy went on to make Wild Wild West, which I went and watched.
I saw that too.
And the famous like final set piece is a giant mechanical spider for no reason.
But then he invented the atomic bomb. That was funny.
Who did?
The bad guy in that movie.
In Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
I never saw Wild Wild West.
Oh, it was funny.
Or if I saw it, it's like been so long. They hyped Wild Wild West really hard.
I know. Will Smith made a whole rap song about it. The Wild Wild West.
Going to the Wild Wild West. I remember that being like, oh my God, you guys, Wild Wild West is going to be the greatest movie ever.
I had pugs.
Of Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
I really want to see it now that I think about it. I don't know how I've never seen Wild Wild West.
Old movies, the bad ones, are good.
Surprisingly, right?
Like in modern, these modern movies are so modern movies bad. Are shit.
Well, it's funny when people, it's like famous, these movies that for some reason you're like, how did you guys not get this at the time? Like Starship Troopers being a satire of fascism, you're like, oh, this is so obvious. This is hilarious.
It's obvious now that we're living in fascism.
Yeah, literally the
Nick and
the
I watched
guys
that.
And Starship Troopers are the Nazis, and you're like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
and back then they're like, this movie is too violent.
It's encouraging.
Encouraging
like, no.
Fashion. You're like, no. It's they're the bad guys. What do you not? Literally, when they captured the main bug, they don't
just
say we
ram a thing into it and like a chainsaw into its fucking pussy mouth.
What's his name? Neil Patrick Harris's famous line is not like we've won, we've triumphed. It's afraid. Like fear is their greatest triumph over the enemy. It's fascinating, and that completely went over people's heads. Definitely went over my head as a kid. I'm like,
these people are retarded.
Oh, I was just watching the shower scene over and over as a kid, and I was like, Jesus Christ!
The black girl in that has amazing tits.
They all did. I thought
no, the black girl.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I remember some very perky titties in that marine washing room.
Perky's not.
Anyway, I will say we've got so many great Bruce Wayne stories. Maybe time for that man to step aside, give some room to the Dick Graysons, the Jason Todds, the Barbara Gordons.
You have two Robin problems.
No, because this one's
not enough Robin
or Terry McGinnis, other Batmans.
Honestly, I don't want them to make a Batman Beyond movie.
No,
you're
going
to fuck it up.
Well, they're going to fuck up anything.
They
should make a Batman Beyond movie.
Oh, God.
They've been talking about that Batman Beyond movie so long. Originally, Keanu Reeves was supposed to play Batman Beyond.
See, that's a fuck-up.
Well, they can't do it now. He's an old man.
Okay. What are our problems?
Not enough Robin, too much Bruce Wayne.
Okay. Mine is Max Gibson.
Yes.
And Batman hot takes.
You hate the black woman from one Batman cartoon.
Dude, it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
She killed. She did what no other Batman
she
villain.
She cucked Batman.
She cucked Batman. She killed him.
Yeah.
No other villain. Mr. Freeze. Calendar Man.
Calendar Man.
None of them could kill Batman.
Victor Zsasz.
She did. Victor Zsasz. What did Victor Zsasz do?
He's the one who, like, every time he killed somebody, he made, like, a notch on his skin. He was just a serial murderer.
Okay, Victor Zsasz, Ra's al Ghul,
yeah,
Poison Ivy.
There's a lot of these guys. The Scarecrow,
Clayface,
Riddler,
Killer Croc,
Two-Face, Killer Croc,
Riddler, the Niggler,
King Shark, not the Niggler,
King Shark,
Niggler's not one of them.
The Niggler is a Batman villain.
No,
I don't know why you're all verklempt because you think sounds like a bad word, but the Niggler was.
I really don't believe I've never heard of this guy.
He would fucking not.
He would niggle you.
He would fuck with you.
Yeah.
Man.
Put
he would
sand
file
in
DMCAs on Batman's like house. He'd be like, hey, what's up, AT&T? Batman's fucking downloading illegal. Bruce Wayne's downloading illegal stuff.
You call up your cell phone coverage and get your SIM card canceled.
Yeah.
Batman can't call anybody.
He would siphon out your gas in the Batmobile. Yeah. He knew where Batman was. He would niggle in.
Okay.
And niggle out the fucking gas of the Batmobile.
And now for me to niggle Batman's gas. The niggler's been here.
Robin.
Robin.
Fucking niggler.
Batman, you've been niggled again.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
And Alfred Pennycox would come in.
That's not his name.
You know what else I don't like?
What?
Like Alfred turned into some kind of badass.
Should Batman be more funny? I don't know. Are we taking Batman too seriously?
I think...
it's like hyper-serious all of a sudden.
As men's value, like, drops,
yeah.
Batman becomes more serious, you know?
Because Batman was not supposed to be a serious character.
But men, you could, like, go to work and be a guy.
Yeah.
Normally. And now you just can't.
Batman, so like every
I really
Batman
need
comic,
to have Batman be real.
Every Batman comic back in the day was like, Batman in a pie-eating contest. And you're like, oh, man, Batman's has to marry a crocodile. You're like, oh, how's he going to get out of this one?
The Joker had a major boner today.
Joker,
check it out.
Oh, no.
Fucking Batman.
Stole that giant penny again.
Now
and
it's
then
all
Batman
serious.
Morphed into this super grimdark. Like, I feel like there's a healthy middle ground.
What is it?
Not what we got now.
Yeah, I agree.
We should have a funny Batman movie again.
I think that would be good.
That would be great. Just call it The Batman, but it's funny this time. The Batman who, I don't know.
The Niggler.
No, don't call it The Niggler.
Batman.
Can't imagine
introducing
showing up to the movie theater.
The Niggler, and he's like, I'll niggle you.
Who's going to play the Niggler, I wonder?
Whoever.
Any number. Well, let's hope we get some diversity
Chris Pratt,
casting.
Italian.
Yeah, Chris Pratt, the Italian, the famous
okay.
Italian.
You want to listen to some voicemails?
Oh, of course.
I don't know how long we've been recording. Let me see.
Not that long.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Like an hour.
Yeah, like an hour.
Almost. Okay. Thanks for supporting the show, guys. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. My problem this week is when the extended edition of an album is the only available version on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a 40-minute album with, like, 10 tracks,
mm-hmm.
but it's now 2 hours long because it's got all these fucking, like, different mixes. Like, there's a few different mixes, a few single versions or whatever. But then there's, like, 20... live songs, and it's like a
song
album, so there's like two or three different fucking live versions of the same song. I don't get
unlimited storage, fucked music.
Place. Yeah,
like you had 70 minutes to make your case in the old days.
Do you listen to music on Spotify?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Every once in a while, both like there's an extended version and the normal one's available, but like a lot of the time, it's just. Two-hour bunch of live bullshit version, and I hate it.
Buy CDs.
All right, go fuck yourselves.
Buy CDs like a gentleman. Have a get a CD binder. Be that guy.
CDs nuts.
CDs nuts. I bought a CD player recently.
Why?
So I could listen to CDs.
Why?
Because I have music on. Because I bought a bunch of CDs with music on them, and I figured it would be nice to have a CD player that I could put them in and listen to the music.
That's retarded. Why would you do that?
I don't know. What do you mean? What's retarded about it?
Like have a CD player, have CDs.
Yeah.
Just have like a Amazon Music account.
I wanted to own the CDs of these guys.
Oh, okay.
Guided by Voices. Actually, I'm going to a concert. A rare occurrence for me.
Are you going to bring your CDs to get signed?
Maybe I will. I don't think they sign CDs.
What about Batman and the Killing Joke with the Frank Miller? Joker.
You know, they animated that, which makes no sense because it's not that long a comic book. That was another great...
What style? That's like animating Calvin and Hobbes.
Well, what do you call it? No. Killing Joke was like... I don't know. Either way, they added an entire...
Superman causes a nuclear war with Russia?
That's not a Killing Joke.
Which one's that?
Killing Joke is the one where Barbara Gordon gets shot in the spine, and that's why she's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
But the cartoon version of it, they made it that Batgirl was sleeping with Batman, and everybody really didn't like that.
It's odd.
And that she quit.
It's grooming.
Because she went man crazy from trying to fuck Batman or some shit. I don't know.
Okay.
She was jealous of Batman or something. Don't watch the animated Killing Joke. It's really bad.
The U.S. Department of Education is unconstitutional, and Elden Ring does have an easy mode. It is called Sorcery.
I'm doing a faith build. I should have done a sorcery build.
Oh, was Elden Ring?
Yeah. Faith means I'm shooting fireballs, but then I look at everybody with sorceries and they're shooting fucking crystal golem buckets, and I'm like, I want to do that.
Crystal golem, crystal meth.
They're shooting like crazy crystal patterns. And I'm like, all I can do is shoot like one fireball and a poison mist that doesn't do anything.
Like, and then yeah. What? You have to go rest?
And then you gotta...
Well, put your head in that lady's lap.
You gotta get the game, man.
Come on, everybody's playing it.
Everybody's playing it.
It doesn't look like fun.
What doesn't look like, fun about it?
I don't know.
You run,
guys
you, like,
have
explore.
Like pumpkin heads.
Not everybody has a pumpkin head. One guy has a pumpkin head and you kill him and it's fun.
Guys no, and then there's heads. Like the bad guys are all really hard, but they all do the same patterns and stuff.
No, they all have different patterns.
What's the story?
The story is complicated.
Mm, damn. I don't like that.
Your ancestors were banished from the ancestral lands, but now the ancestral lands have had their magic power diminished and they're letting traitors like your bloodline back in to try and repair it. So you're going around trying to fix the Elden Ring.
I'm more into like money.
Yeah. You want like you
want to make like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
You want to like rob a bank in GTA.
I can make like $20,000.
What do you think about collecting golden runes?
How much are they worth?
Well, I mean, there's no dollar equivalent.
Well, I'm out.
Just got to get in on him. Everybody's playing it.
What's up, Dick and Vito? This is Rex Duxton.
Yo.
And my biggest problem this week is random, idiotic, moral aversions. You know, these fucking narcissists who have to make life harder for everyone else just because one day they invented a little factoid about themselves and immediately ingrained it into their vapid personalities.
Yeah.
Like my buddy, he refuses to ever carry cash on him. And when you ask him why he would participate in such a pointless activity, he groans, I just don't do that. When I'm bar hopping, I like to have an assortment of bills on me because it's faster and easier to just hand the guy $5 for a beer. Yeah. But this motherfucker will take out his credit card and run it every single time he gets a new drink. Or if we're on the same tab and I try to pay him a couple bucks at the end of the night, he complains, I don't carry cash, so you're just going to have to Venmo me.
It's like a narrator,
motherfucker.
Isn't he?
He complains.
And then I exclaim, why don't you just have cash on you?
It's a good way. It's like a one-man show here.
I'm bringing it. I explain to that bitch, we're going to the bar, so you got to bring your ID. She goes, well, I don't get the point. Do you think they'll
card me? This is like a one-man show.
It is a one-man show.
I don't know why
these people
are always asking me mind-reading questions. That's a problem for another day. And two, it weighs like 0.3 ounces. Just fucking take it with you. But of course, she leaves it. So I throw it in my pocket real quick and then heroically whip it out right before she embarrasses herself in front of the waiter who won't serve her without her fucking driver's license. Bitch, did you really think you were going to intelligently convince another person that I've personally decided there's no point in carrying my identification is a valid excuse?
Oh, God. No, I know what you mean.
Have you had people do that?
Well, yeah.
Anyway. Yourself.
It's the same thing with people who like won't have a fake vaccine card. Like they won't have a vaccine card. Like, okay, you're not vaccinated, whatever. Here's your fake card. Like, oh, I won't do that because
they're taking a moral stand.
Yeah. Like, oh God,
I shouldn't even need one.
Okay, man. Whatever.
Was that all the people trying to get to your show who couldn't figure
just
out how to
general,
get a vaccine card?
People in general, you know, they're like this.
Yeah. Yeah. People. People make up their minds about a thing, and then they.
You know what? Not enough Mr. Freeze.
You could get more. Well,
he was
too much Joker is another problem that I kind of was trying to get into. Is like Batman has so many great villains.
Like, I think just, Mr. Freeze is too much. Like
you also
best,
don't see Two-Face that often.
Yeah, and the last one was dumb.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking comic.
Off.
It would look ridiculous.
And Aaron Eckhart sucks.
Yeah,
he sucks as an actor.
There's a lot of good Batman. Batman's great because of the villains.
And they never play them up. It's just it's just the Joker.
Yeah.
Who's so crazy.
Get it? He's like a crazy guy, you know, and Batman, oh, I hate how crazy this guy is.
He's just like me!
Even when they do other villains, they're basically, like, this new movie does the Scarecrow.
Yeah. Again?
He's kind of the Joker, basically. It's like Joker. Same. He's like crazy. You're like, isn't it
they got to bring the Niggler back.
No, not the Niggler.
you got niggles.
I liked the classic Riddler, who's like kind of fun in like a
just insane.
Yeah, but in a like answer me the riddle fun way, Mr. Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a fun suit with the question marks all over it.
Like who
a
else?
Dapper gentleman.
Who else is a bad guy?
Who else is a good Batman bad guy?
Killer Croc, I like that guy.
Well, I can start naming all the obscure ones.
Clayface.
Did you ever watch the Harley Quinn cartoon? Didn't I tell you to?
Yeah, you did, but I didn't watch it.
You should watch it. You should. We should watch it right now.
Right now?
Yeah, what else are you doing?
Okay, let's do it.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is there lesbian stuff that's happening?
Technically.
What do you mean?
You don't see it.
Well, I'll take I'll take not seeing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is
Can you hear it?
There's an entire subplot of Harley keeps waking up in Poison Ivy's bed, and they keep going, "Oh, we did it again!"
Not like that.
Now in the comics, though, they've made them a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, guys have a problem with that.
It's a good show. At one point, well, I won't spoil the jokes.
What about the Penguin?
Penguin's fun. He's in this one. He's in the new one.
He doesn't smoke, though.
He doesn't smoke. They wouldn't let him smoke. They fought for it, and they wouldn't let him smoke.
What the fuck?
We live in a weird, it's a problem I said before.
What?
Smoking is too cool. That's the problem.
Yeah, it is too cool.
If it wasn't too cool, it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Vote it up, as we say.
One more?
People came down on me for that problem, and then every time I talk to them about smoking, they go, well, it is too cool. And I go, well, there you go. That's the problem.
Yeah, because it, well, okay.
We have to make smoking gay again.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Vito, got a problem that I think is the best problem. Too strong of lids on fast food cups. You know, where the lid is more like, you know, the little perforation where the straw is supposed to go through.
Yeah.
And
cross.
The plastic that's on there is too thick and too strong and too powerful.
Bounces
off. Destroys your straw.
They're skimping on straws for some reason. They put all that money into the lid. And so you can't, like,
well, you got the paper straw now.
Through, especially while you're driving.
Don't fucking start.
Like, jamming it on there, and it's like, you know, it's like prom night all over again, and no one's getting a grip.
It's like prom night all over
again. The hymen is so tight.
Right?
Imagine if you could genetically engineer. Make her hymen is, we have the technology. Make that hymen fucking impenetrable.
Don't the girls break their hymens for you now ahead of time? Don't they?
I'm sure I don't know. All right, I gotta piss. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, everyone. No, no, no.